Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959 with myself, Guguletu Mfupi. Time to take a look at key economic data, and that's regarding South Africa's economic print. For the third quarter, our GDP contracted by 0.3% from the second quarter to the third quarter of this year. To help us understand why and how, we're joined by the DDG responsible for economic statistics at Stats SA, Joe De Beer. Good to have you with us, Joe.
Good evening. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you. I am aware that as a representative of Stats SA, you're going to talk us through the numbers and not necessarily much of the meaning or explanation or analysis behind it. But let's just start off with the print. Quarter on quarter, looking at the second quarter to the third quarter, this 0.3% dip, help contextualize where the moves were.
Yes, you're quite right. The headline print came in at a contraction of 0.3%. And that was primarily down to the performance of the agriculture industry. I also heard your previous guest talk about agriculture contracting by about 25%. And it's correct. The actual number was 28.8, but it's close enough.
Gotcha.
But the message is that agriculture subtracted 0.7 points from overall growth. So if we were to exclude agriculture, the non-agriculture economy actually expanded by about 0.3, 0.4, which is very much in line with market expectations. And it's important for us then to understand where did that non-agriculture growth come from. And there it was a little bit of a disappointing story as well. Mm-hmm. Many industries, although they recorded positive growth, added very little to the economy. We're talking adding on the second decimal, so it's 0.0 something, 0.1, with the one exception being finance and business services. They expanded by 1.3% and managed to contribute 0.3% to overall economic growth. The fastest growing industry was electricity, gas and water, growing at 1.6. And that's to be expected. We are more than 200 days without load shedding, so the electricity sector is performing well. What's also interesting about electricity is even though the sector is small and it contributed practically nothing to the economy, that is only directly, but indirectly, the availability of electricity allowed mining to grow by 1.2%, construction by 1.1%, manufacturing 0.5%. So those second round effects of electricity is sometimes overlooked when we focus purely on the performance of the industry itself.
Mm. And maybe let's contextualize that just for us to understand it better. It has minimal weighting in terms of the overall contribution to GDP, but did see significant growth. Is this, I guess, anticipated to change or will it shift over a period of time where there's sustained electricity supply?
It's difficult to know what's going to happen in future, mm-hmm. but also let's remember the moment the electricity supply gets sustained, you don't really have growth. So if we are back to a very high level of electricity provision and it remains stable quarter to quarter, then you actually have 0% growth in electricity generation. So it's not always to say that a 0% growth is a bad thing. You wouldn't mind if your electricity supply is so high that it can just be maintained at zero or at a very small percentage. You rather want to see a situation where it doesn't go back into the negatives and start producing less electricity than in the previous period that you're comparing it with.
Got you. And that really does speak to then the performance that we do see in sectors like manufacturing, mining and quarrying, and even construction, which saw an uptick of 1.1%, but also didn't necessarily contribute to overall GDP. Does this then help us understand that even with continued or sustained electricity supply, these sectors themselves still remain under some pressure?
They are under pressure. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Over the last couple of years, the growth in the economy has been mostly sideways than a sustained upward trend. But I think it is encouraging that construction started posting a positive number. I mean, construction always remains the engine of economic growth. And if we turn to the expenditure side of the economy, for example, fixed capital formation or investment, we had four negative quarters in a row up until this latest print, which was an increase of 0.3. So it's still relatively small, but at least you're not seeing a contraction in on the investment side of the economy, which is a very positive message.
Let's go back to agriculture, because this minus 28.8% contraction is quite significant. Agriculture, forestry and fishing. And as you mentioned, this is largely due to the drought conditions that we've witnessed. I'm assuming part of what we see in terms of El Nino and the weather effects, essentially. And this is concerning, because typically what we have seen is that weather and climate change have been playing a significant influence in agriculture, but also just in terms of the dynamics of everyday life for us as South Africans.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. For the agriculture industry, we had a little bit of positive contribution by forestry and fishing, but they get dwarfed by, shall I say, the main agriculture industry. Mm-hmm. And within the larger agriculture industry, we can identify field crops as one of the big areas. And over the summer period, when we had the delayed rain or even drought conditions, we saw that there were huge decreases in maize, soybeans, and those two commodities on their own make up nearly three quarters of the field crops. So if they struggle, then you know that the agriculture industry is going to suffer, because your animal feeds or your animal husbandry and those types of activities cannot cancel out the negatives that you see on the field crop side. Horticulture, although small, also had an overall positive growth. But then we had contractions for things like subtropical fruits and veggies. Deciduous fruits was also negative. So agriculture really struggled. That's where the minus 28 came from. If you want to be positive about it, there's not much you can do from a policy side about improving the weather. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But the rest of the year is probably going to have a negative print for agriculture. So 2024 will be a negative agriculture year, which again, ironically, gives you a low base to calculate the 2025 comparisons on. So we might see that next year, without making formal predictions, we might find agriculture contributing again in a bit of a weird way, that you are now seen to be a shining star industry, but that's just because you're coming from a low base.
Sounds like we might have to say a farmer's prayer here to make sure that the weather does come.
It won't hurt.
It definitely won't hurt. But Joe, I guess as you've, you know, helped us understand, you know, the outline and the performance so far of the economy, I'm keen for us to wrap up just by observing the trend. As you've mentioned, much of our economic performance has been moving sideways. There is renewed optimism in the country right now, but the results of which have yet to be seen post the elections, with interest rate cuts and increased consumer spending. But as we look at the trend, 2023, 2024, and perhaps even 2022 in the third quarter, how do we fare? How do we compare? What do the numbers reveal?
I think it's an interesting period to analyze post-COVID, because typically an economy that struggles, you would still have positive growth in every quarter. Negative growth is really something that should be not that prevalent. But post-COVID, we had in 2021, we had a negative third quarter. 2022, we had a negative second quarter. 2023, a negative quarter. So unfortunately, our economy is growing at such low rates, whether it's a 0.2 or a 0.3, with statistical discrepancies, it can easily have been a zero. It's not as if we're growing at 2%. We can say, well, moving between 1.5 and 2.5 is like a broad band. If your band that you're moving in is a positive 0.3 or a negative 0.3, it still oscillates around zero. So the sideways trend is definitely still there, and we can just hope that it starts picking up. We need the investment to come in. We need the construction to come in. Manufacturing in this quarter, we didn't mention that.
Yes.
Although it was positive, there was a big decrease in the manufacturing of transport equipment. So we saw that reflecting then again in the poor performance of the motor trade industry on the retail side. And that also caused a reduction in the exports, because we didn't manufacture the passenger vehicles to be able to export it. It reflected partially on wholesale trade that was negative. So all of these things come together, but we can only hope that we'll turn the tide at some stage.
100%. To close off with briefly, Joe, we often talk about South Africa being a consumption-led economy. Will that shape or shift the GDP figures going forward?
I think we'll remain a consumption economy, especially household consumptions. It's typically over 60% of the total expenditure in the GDP. If we look at the different subcomponents that we had for household expenditure, all of them expanded except for transport, ironically, mostly linked to the lack of purchases of vehicles. Mm-hmm. But all of the other subcategories that we identified recorded positive growth, and household consumption as an aggregate increased by 0.5%.
Got you. We'll leave it there for today, Joe, but really appreciate the insight that you've shared with us, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. That's Joe De Beer, DDG responsible for economic statistics at Stats SA.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.